Less than 30 people turned up in Mashingo, the provincial consultative meeting, rendering the committee's efforts to have mass input on two draft pieces of legislation, public debt management bill and the joint ventures bill, meaningless. Many residents say there is need for more time to prepare for such meetings. But lawmaker Dorothy Mangami, standing in for Chairman David Chapika, who is moving around the country with another team of the committee, said enough notice was given and residents were also expected to get the bills from Parliament's website and from the Government Gazette, where they have already been published. According to Mangami, it was not Parliament's fault that the attendance was poor at today's meeting.
We've done what we should do is Parliament, telling the correct institutions to make these invitations. Members of Parliament, they're also aware, everybody is aware.
But city resident and former civil servant Philip Tsaka said, with such little representation of people, the Parliament cannot claim to have held consultations.
It is very bad. We are not happy at all. It is very, very bad. This is poor attendance.
Mashingo United Residents and Ratepayers Association Projects Officer Denis Tirivavi tells Studio 7 that though he attended, he could not make any contribution as he did not have proper notification and knowledge of the content of the bills.
Well, if resources would permit, we would actually love them coming back so that the people of Mashingo can make meaningful contributions.
Such was the opinion of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions Young Workers Council Secretary General Godfrey Mutimba.
A parliamentary committee on finance and economic development was actually on a vacation. They came here for a vacation. They were not serious. They were not coming to consult people because they didn't inform the people. The people were not aware of it. That's why there was poor attendance. I think they have to come back to Mashingo and redo this.
The public debt management bill seeks, among other objectives, to establish the public debt management office and put a limit to the amount the government can borrow, as well as compel government to furnish Parliament with its debt management activities, guarantees and lending. The joint ventures bill seeks to address the infrastructure gap in the country, currently estimated at $10 billion by the African Development Bank, by mobilizing private sector and foreign finance to finance government projects through joint ventures. The outreach meetings are taking place throughout the country until Friday, when the two teams of the committee will go back to Parliament to enable the views for consideration in the next stage of making them into law. Reporting for Studio 7 from Mashingo, this is Ivan Chifera.